Well, I mentioned to you that there was sort of chaos in the studio. I wasn't quite referring to Terry Jack's seasons in the sun, although I hate to fade him like that. I was referring to the fact that once upon a time, we had a visit from an outfit called The Rock Lobsters. And guess what? They are back in the studio. All of them way off mic, but for musicians, that shouldn't be a problem because welcome, guys.
Hey, how are you doing?
Nice to have you back on a Friday afternoon on the afternoon show with a brand new release. So tell us about it.
Yeah, so we released a new single on the 9th of February called Running. And yeah, we've been working on it for quite a while. It's actually one of the first songs that we decided to pitch out to everyone. And yeah, it's out now. Guys, you can go check it out. Please, Spotify, YouTube Music, iTunes, the works, it's there.
Now, you guys sort of specialize in the reggae vibe, is that right?
So we take most of our influence from reggae, but we kind of we're not sticking to the genre of reggae. That's kind of just where we found most of our inspiration.
You like reggae? What do you like about it?
The flow, the feel. It's an emotion driven, as all music. It's an emotion driven genre, and I guess
yeah we all
typically what classifies a piece as reggae?
It's all in the one drop.
For those that don't understand what one drop means,
so one drop is a style of drumming. You find it in reggae. It's almost like very, very lazy. The kick comes in on the snare beat, so it's not as straight as a conventional beat. It's very like offbeat and jivey, and gives you that like reggae bop. If you ever watch people dancing to reggae, you see how they jump from one foot to the next.
Yeah. It's instantly identifiable. Famous by Peter Tosh, Bob Marley, and those guys originally. Jamaica, that part of the world, was it?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And it's traveled across. And you guys, far too young to remember any of those icons that I've just mentioned. So why does it appeal to you?
Well, we were actually still raised on reggae. We had parental influences that played those artists for us, and it was a bonding experience for a lot of us.
You know what, most together, kids, so. With their parents' music, they say, that's rubbish. But you guys know, you picked it up instantly.
We were actually having a conversation about this morning, where we were saying how, when we were younger, our parents' music tastes, we didn't think much of them. But when it came to, now that we're getting older, sort of like that music's aging like fine wine, even though it was always good. Right, we're just experiencing it differently. So yeah, that's how we enjoy that.
You find it's like almost coming back to your roots.
Exactly that. Exactly. Yeah.
Because you were born to the sound of the beat, the drop.
The one drop. Absolutely. Yes.
And obviously it's something that's very familiar to you through all sorts of tapes that play way back. And now you've brought it full circle. Now, tell me about the audiences, because this is a tough thing always in South Africa to find an audience and to find a venue. How's it going for you?
So we've chosen now to kind of step back from the local shows, the smaller shows. We basically focused on our online presence and recording and getting more stuff out to the public to see. Yeah, I mean, the scene in Durban does struggle, but luckily we've got Splashy Fen coming up, which is...
are you playing Splashy this year?
Yes, yes, we are very playing cool. Splashy Fen.
Sure.
So yeah, it's going to be a great tour. If you guys are going to Splashy, come through and check us out on a Sunday at 12 o'clock on the acoustic stage for the Legends of the Fen.
And if you're wondering what the Rock Lobster sound is all about, this is the brand new tune. Do you want to give it an announcement? Do you want to give it a launch?
Nah, you can just play it.
Just like yeah.
The button, baby.
You calling? So many times I thought I heard you say, where was the love we found? Don't keep it underground. I'm losing you, baby. Oh, won't you take my hand? Cause I miss you, darling, and the lonely moon is waning. On me for all this time, and now I'm
Oh man, the power and the glory, the Rock Lobsters. For the first of the debut of a tune called Running. Hell, that's a lovely tune, guys. That's really, yeah. I mean, I love reggae. I love the original iteration of the early days, but you captured that so beautifully. Well done. Congratulations.
Thank you very
much.
I'm
a fan. And thanks for coming in on the afternoon show. This is now going to be onto the playlist, and it'll be on repeat for the next 365 days at least. Hopefully you build up a head of steam. But if people want to know more about you, go to your social media pages.
The Rock Lobsters, Durban.
No, just
the Rock Lobsters. At the Rock Lobsters.
Two C's.
Yeah, R-O-C-C. That's where a lot of folk, I think, come unstuck. That's where I was coming unstuck trying to load the track. I was R-O-C-K, R-O-C-K. No, that's what. R-O-C-C Lobsters. From South Africa, this is wonderful. I wish you huge success with that track and the rest. And it's splashy, of course. I reckon you're going to bring the house down, guys. And you heard them on the afternoon show on 88 FM. The music continues.